Good afternoon. How are you? I'd like to share from Romans. I don't know if you remember or not, I started a series of a sermon from the Epistle of Romans this year, and today is the fourth time I preach in English service. By the way, let me read from chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 12. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness. How constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times, and I pray that now at last by God's will the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong, that is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Amen. Would you reduce the volume of this microphone just a little bit? Too strong. Thank you. A little bit. No, going down. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Today I'd like to preach. The title is "The Purposes of the Church." Apostle Paul write this letter to the members of the church at Rome, where he never been to, and he never seen them before. But before he visit the church, he wants to tell something. He wants to let them know, because he heard from the news about the church, or something he wants to make sure to the members of the church of Rome. But before he started his message to the people, this is the part of greeting. But in this greeting part, we can see how Paul think about the purposes of the church. That is the text we read today. Verse 8, Paul said, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world." This is not the purpose of the church, but this is very unique, and also this is very strong statement, and also very somehow questionable, you know, because we are not sure where Paul was writing this letter, maybe Ephesians or other part of the Mediterranean Sea. But he heard many news about the church in Rome. And he said, your faith is being reported all over the world. So the church in Rome's faith was like kind of great, you know. But, you know, the message of the Epistle of Rome, you know, the main point of his letter is faith, what the faith is. But the Paul said, your faith is being reported all over the world. So this is maybe it's kind of just a greeting saying, you know, because if there's faith is actually great or truthful or wonderful, you know, he does not need to write this letter. So maybe this is just a greeting words. But and from verse 9, he mentioned that in the words the Paul is saying, we can pick some, as I said, the purposes of the church. It's verse 9, God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness. And this is the number one of the purpose of the church. Paul confessed, God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness. Of course, Paul, as you know, he's the apostle. He was selected to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles, to the people. But he said, I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son. So the preaching the gospel of his Son is the first purpose of the church. Preaching the gospel of his Son. And if we do in our church, that's okay. If we do not, if we don't preach the gospel of his Son, that is not a church. Even if we have a good like worship service or a good fellowship or, you know, a great cathedral or building, if they do not preach the gospel of his Son, if they do not preach the message of Jesus Christ, that is not the church. No, that isn't a church. Do you think there are some churches like this? I know. Yeah. Big church, you know, wonderful programs, many singers, but they do not preach the Son. They do not preach the crucifixion. They do not preach the resurrection. You know, that is not a church. Just a fellowship. The Paul said, I serve with my whole heart. I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel. as a pastor or as a preacher, whenever I read the scripture, I feel like, kind of hard in my heart. Do I preach the gospel with my old heart every time? Do I serve like Paul? But we know about the life of Paul, right? Through the book of Acts. So we can tell that actually he served his God with his whole heart, not the part of his heart, the whole heart. Whole heart, whole life, whole everything. But he put his everything in preaching the gospel. That is what he wants to. So as a church, we have to put our all energy to preach, to proclaim, to tell the gospel, to gospel of his son. And he said, this is my witness. Because he was saved, because he was changed his life by knowing his son, because the gospel changed his life. So he preached as his witness. I was changed. I was saved by his son. That's why I preach. Not just a theory or something. Not just we learn. He did not say, I learned. No, I witnessed. I experienced. I went through. That's why I preach the gospel. So this is the purpose of the church. So our church too, we preach the gospel not because we learned, not because we read on the Bible, not because, well, that was good, but because we are experienced, we witness it. You know, we are the witness of the gospel. Gospel is true because gospel worked on my life. Jesus was the true son because he changed our lives. Right? That's why we preach. Amen? Yeah? And especially in this country, not so many people know that. And not unfortunately, it's sad. It's so sad. It's so sad. And some churches and some Christians are almost give up. It's this country is too hard. And some missionaries are gone. We had more missionaries. We used to have. But we are losing missionaries. Oh. After World War II, we have 1,000, 10,000 missionaries from Europe, United States, but now, not so many. We have to pray for that. Yeah. We are the church not to give them a good life. We are the church not to give them not to show, how to success our lives. We are the church, we give the message of everlasting life. Yeah. We have this great gospel, only the gospel can give them the eternal life. Only Jesus Christ can change their lives. Only Jesus Christ can save them from the sin. Only Jesus Christ, the message of Jesus Christ, give them the chance to get into the heaven. No other. Do you have any other ways to go to heaven? Go to the place of our God? No. So this is the purpose, the first purpose of the church. And number two, how constantly I remember you in my prayers all at all times. And I pray that now at last by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. Prayer is the purpose of the church. I remember you in my prayers at all times. At all times. If Paul said all times, it's all times. If I say all times, sometimes. I don't say I remember you all in my old times. But I... So I imagine that the prayer list of Paul has. All the lists of the churches and members, you know. Maybe he takes hours and hours to pray for every single list of his prayer, right? But he prays. He prays it all the time. In my prayers all times. This is the purpose of the church. We pray for each other like we do. That's great. This is a great time. And we pray for the non-Christian, we pray for our neighbors, we pray for everything. But as you know, God knows before we pray. And when we pray, what we need? We faith. Sometimes we pray that we do not pray, we don't believe. You know, well, I pray, but maybe God doesn't answer, or God doesn't want it to. Of course, we don't know the answer. We do not know the answer of a prayer. Sometimes God say no. Sometimes God say wait. Sometimes God say yes. But we could pray. We could pray. Through prayer, we have fellowship with God. True worship. So, of course, we pray for somebody's disease or job or anything. But when we pray, we have fellowship with God. We could have fellowship with our Creator. Isn't that great? We deserve it? No. We are sinful dust of the earth. But God allows us to pray. God allows us to communicate. And He loves it. He wants to hear our voice. He wants to hear our prayer. He wants to have fellowship with us. How come? We are just the sinful dust of the earth. But God loves to have fellowship with us in prayer. But this is the purpose of the church. We pray each other. And we pray as a church, you know, we pray all the time. And this time, Paul prayed for what? I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. He prays, he wants to visit Rome. He's been praying for, but God has not opened the door. Yet, but he's still praying that. Why he prayed for that? Because I long to see you. I long to see you. I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. So this is the third purpose of the church. In impart to your, so the Paul said, I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. The spiritual gift he has, he wants to impart them. Somebody said, thinks this spiritual gift means like 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There are some spiritual gifts like prophecy, miracles, power, or distinguish between spirits and such and such. But we have to read the following passage, verse 12. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. So this is the meaning of impart the spiritual gift. So I can tell the third purpose of the church is encouraged each other. Encouraged each other. The word encourage in Greek is with build. This is the meaning. With build. Build together is the meaning of the Greek. Yeah. So encourage is like a it's kind of like, for me, it's just saying something, good words, or, you know, hug, or okay, you're okay, and this kind of thing. But the true meaning of encourage in Greek means build together. But Paul wants to go there, not just send the message that is not enough to build each other. He wants to go there and meet them. Now we use the SNS or emails, messengers. Well, that's great to communicate. But the virtual communication does not build our church. Yeah. We can spread the news and communicate, but we cannot build together. That's why Paul wants to go there and meet there and impart the spiritual gift. He does not thought that the church has, if we want to build our church, we have to meet together, not virtually, real fellowship. That's why we get together at least once a week. But I think this is not enough. Yeah. We have to meet as many as possible, as long as possible, to build together. To build together. Sometimes it's hard, you know, for the people of 21st century people. You know, we are so busy, we have to do many things. So that is the, when we say, yeah, I'm busy, or I have not enough time to get together, who is glad to hear that? Satan. Yeah, he was glad to hear. We are saying, oh, sorry, I'm busy, I cannot go there, I don't know, meet you, or, okay, good. I love this world, too busy, you know. Just send the message, just send the emails in SNS. That's enough. You don't need to meet each other. So we have to know the Satan's plan. 21st century, this is the hard time. Maybe the hardest time to build the church. Too busy and too convenient. Conveniency is not sometimes merit to build the church. Yeah. In the old time, it's not inconvenient. We don't have any messages, you know, computers and so forth. We have to get together like this. Like Paul, I want to meet you. I long to see you, verse 11. I long to see you. Do you long to see the fellows every Sunday? We have to meet to build the church. That's what Paul was praying for. I pray that now, at last, of God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. But he could not go there. That's why he wrote this long letter. It's a very long letter. I've never write this long letter to anybody. Have you? Wow. This is, you know, his passion. Yeah. But this letter, of course, he wants to give them a message, but what really want to do was meet them, go there and meet them, see them, because that is the purpose of the church. Mutually encouraged, build together. Of course, our English congregation, somebody does not stay for years, and sometimes stay longer, some month and some years. It doesn't matter, you know. Because we are here, we are one congregation, we trying to put our energy to proclaim the gospel and pray together and build the church together. You are not just a guest. You are just sitting there. Okay? You're part of his body, Jesus Christ's body. And the head of church is Jesus Christ. He really wants us to do our role, you know. And he gives us the gifts, and we use our gifts to build his church. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful afternoon we get together. And also we did something according to the purpose of the church. We proclaim the gospel, we pray each other, and we build together. Lord, now this world, the church is losing the power, losing the strength. Church is just getting the place to get together and say hello and going back. Lord, this is not your will. You want that your message, the gospel, has to be proclaimed. And we have to pray together. And we have to encourage each other mutually, intimately. Otherwise, your spirit is not here. But if we do like Paul, we put our whole heart, we put our heart to accomplish your purpose, you love this church, and you'll grow, make us grow, Lord, as the part of your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.